Welcome, dear listeners, to another captivating episode of MC Campground Chronicles, brought to you by Modern Campground. I'm your host, and it's my pleasure to lead you through the untamed stories of our nation's great outdoors and the fascinating individuals who breathe life into them. Today, we find ourselves journeying to the sun-kissed plains of Kansas, where the whispering winds carry the secrets of the prairie, and an uncommon sanctuary exists, one that marries the serenity of nature with the purpose of wellness. Welcome to Meadow Labyrinth, a unique campground where the mystique of the wild meets the tranquility of the mind. Allow me to introduce our protagonist for this episode, the visionary matriarch of Meadow Labyrinth, Euphemia Townsend. Euphemia, with her fiery red hair and emerald eyes that mirror the verdant expanse of her cherished campground, is as vibrant and uncommon as the name suggests. Perhaps it is her unique spirit that has allowed her to transform a conventional campground into a haven of tranquility and well-being. Through her diligence and intuition, she has not only owned and managed Meadow Labyrinth, but curated an experience within its boundaries that is as unique as the campground itself. Euphemia Townsend, ladies and gentlemen, is a woman whose story is as captivating as the intertwined trails of the labyrinth she oversees. And today we have the privilege of unfolding it together.
As Euphemia Townsend, the moment I took over Meadow Labyrinth, I embraced its rustic beauty and the gentle whispers of nature it offered. However, I quickly realized that keeping the essence of the campground alive while transforming it into a profitable business was no walk in the park. The challenge I was facing was twofold: maintaining the natural beauty of the campground while diversifying it to stand out in an increasingly competitive market. Additionally, there were characters like Old Jim, our loyal but traditional handyman, skeptical of any change, big or small. On the other hand, we had the enthusiastic Sarah, our young activities coordinator, ready to embrace the winds of change but often overwhelmed by the magnitude of the task. I found myself standing at the crossroads, where I had to balance my reverence for nature with the need for a sustainable business model. After a period of intense deliberation and countless brainstorming sessions with my team, various options began to take shape. We considered everything from luxurious glamping experiences and adrenaline-pumping adventure activities to local artisan-led craft workshops. Yet none of them seemed to click. They either felt too intrusive on the natural ecosystem or too distant from the tranquility we sought to preserve. That's when I stumbled upon the concept of forest bathing. It was during a trip to Japan that I was introduced to Shinrin-yoku, a practice that involved immersing oneself in nature, breathing it in, and allowing its soothing tranquility to heal the mind and body. The idea resonated deeply with me. It was a perfect blend of preserving the natural beauty of Meadow Labyrinth and offering a unique, wellness-focused experience. The decision was made. We would introduce forest bathing at Meadow Labyrinth, transforming our campground into a sanctuary of wellness tucked away in the heart of Kansas. Implementing this idea was no easy feat. Firstly, we had to convince our staff of the potential of this unconventional idea. Old Jim needed several conversations before he could see the value in it, and young Sarah was tasked with the monumental responsibility of getting certified as a forest therapy guide. There were roadblocks, like finding the right balance in maintaining our existing campground operations while introducing this new concept. Slowly but surely, we transformed our regular trails into paths of healing, marked with quiet spots for reflection and trees that seemed to invite visitors for a sensory chat. There were unexpected victories, too. We started receiving a new influx of visitors, ones seeking wellness and tranquility over the adrenaline of adventure. We also saw a rise in return visitors, those who found solace in the quietude offered by forest bathing. The most surprising of all was Old Jim, who, after his first forest bathing session, became its most ardent advocate. The introduction of forest bathing at Meadow Labyrinth had a profound impact. We were not only able to maintain the natural beauty of the campground, but also offer a unique, enriching experience to our visitors. It redefined our brand, placing us on the map as a wellness-focused campground. Over time, we learned that the true essence of running a successful campground lies in honoring its natural spirit while adapting to the evolving needs of the visitors. We realized that embracing change doesn't always mean compromising on tradition, and sometimes the most unlikely ideas can turn out to be the most rewarding. Many campgrounds can benefit from this approach, adding their unique twist to it.
And so, dear listeners, through the winding paths of Meadow Labyrinth and the captivating journey of Euphemia Townsend, we've discovered a unique harmony between the tranquility of nature and the quest for wellness. Euphemia's tale is not merely the story of the evolution of a campground, but it is a testament to the power of creative thinking, adaptability, and a deep respect for nature. Euphemia's unyielding spirit has shown us that the road to success often winds through the most unexpected of paths, as meandering yet purposeful as the trails in her labyrinth. The concept of forest bathing, though foreign to many, proved to be the perfect solution for Meadow Labyrinth, setting it apart in the world of campgrounds and creating a unique niche. Undoubtedly, Euphemia's story serves as an encouragement to campground owners across the nation, inspiring them to look beyond the ordinary and embrace the extraordinary. As we close this chapter of the MC Campground Chronicles, we are left with the enchanting image of Meadow Labyrinth, bathed in the golden hues of a Kansas sunset, and the echoes of Euphemia Townsend's wisdom. A reminder to us all that success lies in our ability to adapt and innovate, to listen to the whispers of the wind, and to find our unique path, however labyrinthine it may be. Thank you for joining us on today's journey. We hope Euphemia's tale has inspired you as it has us, and that you'll carry its lessons with you. Please subscribe to MC Campground Chronicles so you don't miss another adventure into the heart of America's campgrounds. Join us next time as we discover a new story, a new vision, and a new voice from the enchanting wilderness that is the camping world. Until then, keep exploring and keep dreaming.